This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, it's possible that over the years on this program, you have been promised that there wouldn't be any math. And I like to think we've held mostly true to that. So your forbearance will be appreciated as we do just a little bit of macroeconomic math on this Tuesday. The equation is pretty simple. 2 plus 2 equals negative 1.4. Let me explain. We learned this morning from the Bureau of Economic Analysis that the American economy got smaller last quarter. It shrank the aforementioned 1.4% on an annualized basis. Here, though, is what you got to know about that. GDP, gross domestic product, the economic indicator in question, is the sum and total. You basically add up consumer spending and government spending, business investment, and net exports. And last quarter, January through March, right? It was those last two categories, business inventories in particular, and a surge in imports, which is net exports, right, that subtracted from overall economic growth. Two stories now to tell the tale. Marketplace's Justin Ho up first with inventories. Mitchell Hartman brings it home with imports.
When the pandemic started, businesses ran down their inventories. People bought a lot of stuff online. Meanwhile, many businesses shut down and didn't need to maintain inventories. But then things started reopening.
And now businesses are trying to ramp them back up.
That's Jennifer Lee, senior economist with the Bank of Montreal. She says surging consumer demand and congested supply chains have made it difficult to build up inventories. Take cars, for instance.
They'll sell very quickly, and then it'll take a while to get another round of new cars back onto the lot.
So businesses overcompensated by overordering. In the fourth quarter of last year, inventories rose by the largest amount on record.
So that set us up for a really tough level of inventory building to beat here in the first quarter.
That's Sarah House, senior economist with Wells Fargo. To be clear, inventories did rise in the first quarter, a lot. But the GDP calculation only cares about how much they changed. And since they didn't set a record again,
that's leading to the slower pace and therefore the drag on headline GDP.
This is what's known as a base effect. Since inventory growth was already high, that base is hard to beat. Business inventories are going to keep rising this year, and that'll be good for the economy, says Kathy Bosjancic at Oxford Economics.
The need to replenish inventories should keep, you know, manufacturing sector and industrial production still rather sturdy.
All right, so that was inventories. Your turn with trade, Mitchell.
A lot of the inventory that Justin just talked about, stuff being sent to warehouses, factories, and stores, it's imported, says Columbia political economist Sharon O'Halloran.
What you're really seeing when you have a big growing trade deficit is that we're spending more on the things we buy from abroad.
There's good news and bad news in this widening trade gap. The surge in imports means freight backups at U.S. ports are easing, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
You have all those ships that they are being offloaded in larger numbers. So we should be seeing fewer supply chain problems in the future.
The bad news, we're selling less to foreign customers. COVID lockdowns in China and Russia's war in Ukraine are slowing global growth, says Joel Kahn at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
The export number declined for the first time in a while, and that was likely driven by a slip in global demand.
Plus, the U.S. dollar has gotten stronger, meaning U.S. goods are less affordable abroad, which could hurt the U.S. economy in time, says Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions.
The export-oriented manufacturing sector, I worry that some of the weakness in global demand is going to kind of wash back and potentially reduce labor demand for those employers.
Possibly leading to a slower jobs recovery or even layoffs at U.S. factories.
I'm Justin Ho.
And I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.